This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. On September 27, 1991, Edwin Dubrow was arrested for murdering a taxi driver named Curtis Edwards. It was a late-night robbery gone wrong, a botched stick-up on San Antonio's east side. Tragically, the sort of thing that happened often in the city back in the day. But if crime was common, the profile of the perpetrator certainly was not. Edwin Dubrow was only 12 years old when he committed the murder. He spent the next 28 years of his life incarcerated, but now, as a 40-year-old, he's out. Dubrow was released from state prison on August 27th. Skip Hollinsworth wrote about Dubrow and his release for Texas Monthly Magazine, and he joins us now on the Texas Standard. Skip, good to talk with you again.
Thank you.
Can you give us a sense of what it was like in the version of San Antonio where Dubrow grew up?
It was almost a caricature of impoverished urban violence, and he was a gangster, a member of the Crips at the age of 10, and they called him the baby gangster around the neighborhood. And he was very violent. He committed robberies. He sold drugs. He was in a family where most of the men had gone off to prison themselves. And his mother knew a friend who had gotten out of prison who asked him to help him on a robbery and trying to show off. Edwin participated in the robbery, and not only that, shot the cab driver in the back of the head. And the cab driver was, this wonderful man who had gone to Rice University and come back to the neighborhood to try to help kids just like Edwin get out of their impoverished circumstances.
Wow.
So it was a horrendous murder, and it got national attention. He was called a sick little monster by the DA's office. President George H.W. Bush back then called him an example of what is happening to our inner cities. And so he became this illustration of what had gone wrong in American urban life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dubrow's original sentence would have kept him behind bars until, I guess, 2031. What was the rationale for releasing him on parole far earlier than that?
Well, what happened was that he changed in prison. In his initial years in juvenile prison in the state schools and in his early years in TDC prisons, he was a rebellious kid, a young man who got in fights and was a member of a prison gang and even got into a serious enough fight where he shanked a fellow inmate. Mm. But what happens that is hard for us in the outside to understand is that prisoners can evolve, can change. Their brains, especially young prisoners. Well, that's what happened to Edwin. And he took it a step further and became a kind of model inmate. And he studied computer science and he studied business. And I wrote my initial story about him. I had been following him since that murder in 1991. I cut out a photo of him from a newspaper being escorted down the hallway between two cops. And he just looked like this little tiny boy. Only 4'8" tall, and that was his last day of freedom before he went off to prison. And I began to follow his story and wrote a long story about him a few years back. And after that story came out, his old elementary school teacher, Sheila Bryan of San Antonio, who always saw such potential in him, paid for a lawyer who specialized in getting him parole. And he got parole in 2019.
You think about, though, the victim's family. What have they had to say about this, or have they said anything about it?
Well, they're devastated, naturally, and I get a lot of comment, not just from them, but from other people who've read the articles, about how could we have any sympathy for Edwin? And Edwin himself has said that if he was never allowed out until his final release date, he would not complain. Because how do you put a tab on murder? How do you say enough is enough? Mm-hmm. How do you determine a sentence is long enough? And he was willing, he said, to write out the sentence because what he did was unforgivable.
And yet, here he is out. He's spent over 70% of his life so far incarcerated. What does an individual like Edwin Dubrow do? What are his plans now?
You think about a guy who has lived his life behind barbed wire and concrete walls. He's known nothing but prison life, prison routine, prison schedules, prison violence. I mean, he doesn't have any, he's not learned how to live in the free world. And yet, he came out with great confidence and great support. He has a girlfriend that he met through a prison visitation program. And they're living together outside of Houston, and he's doing what so many inmates do who come out of prison. He's trying to find a job. And Edwin is in the same lot as a lot of inmates in the state. Will you be able to trust him?
Skip Hollinsworth is executive editor for Texas Monthly. We're going to link to his story over at texasstandard.org. It is definitely worth checking out. Skip, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Sure. Thanks, David.